Viter in Shas, Spirin Bava Basa, Dav Chav, picking up on Yud Tesem Beis, but about the page. Very last line, we were discussing whether something can close up a gap between two different rooms. If you have a dead body in one, and there's a tefach of an opening between the two rooms, and if you close it up to less than a tefach, then the tumah doesn't go through it. And we discussed, let's say you had a barrel that's a keg that's in the meantime there, which is filled up with figs or dates or something of the sort. Now comes along the Gemara and says, "Hai chavas hechidami, what exactly is this barrel or this keg that's there? Ida puma labar, if you want to say that the mouth of it is facing outwardly, Rashi says, letzada bayish she'ena meis besocho, to the room that the dead body is not in, then beep turn the page. Chafamadav. He gufa techos, that itself would go ahead and stop the actual tumah from going through. The ha'kli cheres ena mitame migabo, because a kli cheres, a earthenware pot, doesn't become tameh through getting touched from the outside. It has to be something touched on the inside. And therefore, if it's blocked from the, if it's blocking it from the outside, that itself should stop it. So it's Gemara, no. Ella de Puma de Gav. It must be talking about when it's facing inwardly. And therefore, it's Mikabel Tuma. And therefore, it's not stopping Tuma from going through. If you same, another answer is, Leolam de Puma de Bar. Really, it's facing on the outwardly, but it doesn't stop the Tuma, because Achim is getting away. We're talking about Bechavish Shalma Techa. It's talking about metal, which becomes tummy from the outside. And that's why, as I said, it's filled up with stuff. Me Svei Frek de Gemara Kasha, Asavim Shetloshan Vihinichan Bechalon. Remember, this whole thing started on Ahmed Beis that we just saw in Yud Tes Ahmed Beis, that Rav Tuvi Bar Kisma said in the name of Shmuel, that if you have a rokik in b'chalon, a wafer that's a skinny type of wafer, doesn't make it smaller, reduce the size of the opening between the two rooms to make it that's not going to be kabbatum anymore, because it's going to be removed, it's going to be eaten, and therefore that's not enough of a type of thing. So now says the Gemara again, Gemara asavim, if you have grass that was plucked from the ground and put by the opening. Oh, shalom aleim the chalonos, or it grew itself by that opening between the two rooms. Or matlonis she'ain by shalosh shalosh, or we have fabric that's not 3x3 finger breadths. Va'ever va'basar hamadul dalim bebehemo b'chaya. You have a limb of an animal, or a piece of skin that's hanging off the animal, or either behemo or a chaya, and it's standing by the opening and it's blocking that area. Va'ov shishachan b'chalon, if you have a bird that's chilling over there. Va'ov kachom yish b'chalon, you have a guy that's sitting over there. Rashi says ina mekabel tuma v'chein ben shmona sharihu ke'evin lo chay v'lo meis. Ben shmona is a munach, or if you have a baby that's an 8-month-old pregnancy. Habenuach b'chalon is lying over there. V'amelech or salt to klicheres, or salt we know is something which is Rashi says lo mekabel tuma. Dalav ochel hu ba'an benafsh is not food by itself, or a klicheres, a earthenware vessel. Rashi says shachar v'letzad oel atuma, that its back is to the oel atuma. V'sefer Torah or a sefer Torah kula memate mechalon. All these things will be memate the chalon. It will cause it to become smaller. I didn't explain each one of them. I went through some of them, but we said basically the grass is not something which is not a kli or a adam or kli or ochel. Therefore, it's not mekabel tuma. The fabric, when it didn't reach the proper size, a 3 finger by 3 finger breadths, then it's not considered a kli altogether. For it can't be mekabel tuma. And the partially severed limb or things like that, they're considered ochel because they're going to eventually fall off. But it's not mekabel tumah until it's mukhshar lekabel tumah. A bird, only people can be mekabel tumah, and not other animals that are alive. And then we said already the avodah zarah, the akum, or the baby, the 8-month-old baby, we said, and the salt. We explained already in Rashi, and we saw the concept of the klicheres is not, and also a sefer Torah itself is not going to be mekabel tumah. It's not considered a kli. Kulu memat mechalon, all these will be memaet the window, that opening, to make it smaller. Aval. Hashelik v'albarit v'aglid v'akfor v'amayim. But when you come to snow or hail, frost, ice, water, kulu memat mechalon, all these things are not memaet mechalon. Rashi says, hol v'nimukim me'alim, since they melt on their own, ain't memat in their neck memaet. V'chein mayim shabakli, even while it's in a vessel, hol v'im yunata l'kli, if you take away the kli, ain't om dim if they atzman, it's not about to stand by itself, ain't memat mechalon, sakim memaet in the window over there. Kulam Eimamaitin. Now, Shmuel said that only something that's going to be left there is going to be mamayda, but like a wafer which is going to be taken won't be. V'ha asalvim chaz l'behemto, but you know, grass is fit to be used to feed the animal, in which case that's going to be taken away, therefore how can it be mamayted? Rash says, v'sofel litlan, rafil achi, kol kama de'isn hu hasam, as long as it's there, mamayted, v'tuf to the Shmuel, it's knocks off Shmuel. And for the Gemara, be'afrasta, we're talking about a type of grass which is poison. Rash says, v'hu sam mamavis l'behema, uman de'garis, by rafta toshu, kurn. And the point is that this is poison. That's why it won't be moved. Where the grass grew by itself, given the kash l'kosel shakalu. Since the grass that's near this is going to be bad for the wall, it's going to be removed. Rashi says mechalidin also. Because I mean, the masis and shakalu afilach lemayit for kash l'shmua. These are things that are going to be taken away because it's going to ruin the wall. But even so, it says it's going to be memaitit, which is kash and shmuz. Amar Rabba, two answers. Bekosel chorva, either we're talking about a wall of a ruined building, and therefore we don't care about the fact if this is going to mess up the wall. A papa amar feel because you should even if it's a place where people are living over there. Ba'in chutz l'shlosh l'chalon. The case of the grass that comes from outside of three tefachim from the wall, going towards the opening of the wall. Since the grass was more than three tefachim away, it doesn't damage the actual, it's not going to end up damaging the wall. When we had said you can't plant seeds within three tefachim because it's a ruin, it's just talking about outside of it, and then it grew up to there. Matalonius, what about that fabric over there that's less than three by three finger breadths? Chazilele kriya de levusha, it can be used in order to fix up a tear in a garment. Rach says lasos tlaya, to use to make a patch. You have to fix it up over there, so it's going to be moved. And the Gemara bismichta, it's talking about, Rashi says, av yosim yudai, something with very thick fabric, and therefore wouldn't be used to patch something. Ay, chazul le'umana, but it can be used for a blood letter. Rashi says, lamekiz dam, lekenech piyamaka, to fix, to clean up the opening of the wound. Biriska, and so the Gemara is talking about shehu misaret. It's talking about this type of risk is like sackcloth, which is going to be, it's very rough. Therefore, it's going to ruin the wound if you use it over there. Iber risk, and for the Gemara, okay, hold on one second. If you're talking about that it's riska, chamba shalosh shalosh, then why are you talking about the fact, why did you mention the fact that it's less than that 3x3? Chamba arba al arba mi ba'ile. It has to be something that's not 4x4 tfachim, because we're dealing with sackcloth, the minimum amount that's going to be makabatum, it's going to be 4x4 tfachim. 4x4 tefachim, which is a lot more, tefach is a lot more than a finger breadth over here. Rashi says, shazuhi shir shalsak, that is the shir of sackcloth. However, the Gemara ke'en riska, it means something which is similar to it, the fact that it's very coarse and very rough. But other than that, it's just like a little cloth, therefore it's got to be 3x3 finger breadth. Okay, va'ivra v'abasam v'dalonim v'behema v'chaya, those things over there, but ark of azla, the animal's going to move, it's going to walk away, and it's just sitting there blocking it. And it says b'kshura, it's something where it's tied up. Shachitla, but if it went in and shechted it for the animal, then what? Then what's going to be the din then? Bitameya, we're talking about a tame animal. You're saying it's tied up, but eventually you're going to shecht it. Bitameya, meaning an animal that's not kosher. Mizab and lalanachri, but you're going to end up eventually selling it to a guy. Bichshusha, it's a very weak animal. It's not going to be sold. Pasuk shadi lalaklavim, but you're going to cut it up and you're going to go and give it to the dogs. And for the Gemara, given the ikat sar balechayim, since if he goes and chops off that limb, it's going to end up being sar balechayim. Lo avid, he's not going to go and do that. Back to the Bamitzia days. You're talking about this bird that's resting over there in the window over there. That's going to be a mite, but it's going to fly away. So it's kosher and Shmuel. It's going to be kosher. It's tied up. Shachal, they're going to end up shechting it, but Tom, it's not kosher animal. Zabin Lenanachri, it's going to sell it to a guy for food. Bikla Nisa, it's talking about a bird that's very, very rashes. Of Kachush Ma'od, Vein Roy Lashum Adam. It's very lean, and therefore people are not going to eat it. Yoiv Le Lunukab is going to give it to a kid to go and play with it. Bimisarit, it's talking about the bird that's going to scratch, and therefore you wouldn't be able to play with it. Kalnisa lomisarta. What do you mean? But a kalnisa doesn't scratch. That's what do you mean? And the Gemara ke'en kalnisa. I mean something that's similar to it. Very thin, it can't be eaten, but it's not like the kalnisa. It scratches, and therefore it's not going to go ahead. There's no reason for it to be moved from that opening over there. It's staying there. We don't have a kasha on Shmuel. He's still alive. Next, what we call chavim shiyasha b'chalon ka'az v'kava azel. What do you mean? He's going to leave. And it's going to be kafus. It's talking about where you tied him up. He's not able to go. Asi chavri sharile, but his friend can come and he can untie him. Abim mitzora. It's talking about a mitzora, and therefore someone's going to come next to him because they don't want to get what he has. Asi mitzora chavri sharele. What about his friend who has mitzora? Also is going to come and get rid of him. They're going to help him go. Ela bechavushe malchus. We're talking about that the malchus came along and locked him up. The king. No one's going to go and mess with him. V'chein uben shmona hamunach lechalom. What about the baby that is an 8-month pregnancy that's there? Asi imi darile. The mother's going to come in and pick it up. The gemara b'shabbos. We're talking about the Shabbos. And therefore, this baby, we know back in the day at least, an 8-month baby wouldn't survive. And therefore, it's going to be considered like it's muksa, and she's not going to go to move it. The time wants in a brisa. Ben Shmona Rehu Evan Vasilatel Shabbos, an 8-month old baby. What do you mean, 8-month old? Means that it was born in the 8th month. Saw this Gemara way back in Shabbos, you saw in Yevamos. These are, again, now we have Baruch Hashem, the ability to give the baby life, but then it would almost certainly die. And therefore, ke'evin, it's like a stone, v'asa l'talta b'shabbos, aval, imo, shocha lov minikasa, but the mother can bend over and nurse the baby. Mipnei means sakana, because it's sakana, and sakana means for the mother to not get rid of the milk. Melech, what about salt? Chazilei, what do you mean? That's something which can be used to go and someone's going to use it for their food, and then people are going to go and they're going to move it. So how could you say that's going to be mamayit against Shmuel? And so the Gemara b'merirta. We're talking about salt that's very bitter, and therefore people use it. Chazi la'oros, but it can be used in order to tan hides. The isba kotzi, you know, there's thorns in it, and therefore it wouldn't be used properly because it scratches people up. Kevin the kasha lakoso shakla, but since the salt is bad for the wall, he's going to end up moving it over for the wall not to get ruined. Right? You don't want to mess up the wall over there. It says Rashi kibzanam basnis, like we saw in our Mishnah. Diyasva chaspa sakma, that is sitting on chaspa, on pottery. Chaspa gufa techutz, but the pottery itself go and be mamayit. Why does it have to talk about salt? Even without the salt, it's going to be smaller because of the chaspa. Beep, turn the page. Chaspa chafam base. The less shiur, we're talking about a chaspa that doesn't have the proper shiur. Ashes vavi kamad alessa. It's as if it's not even there. We consider it's not even there, and that small amount doesn't do anything. We need the salt over there to do something. Kiddetan, like we learned in a Mishnah way back when in Shabbos. Wow, two Shabbos also in Beitza. That we know Shabbos, you're not allowed to go ahead. It's usher to move something from a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim to Rosh Hashanah Yachid, and vice versa, or Dalet Amos and Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. But midoraisa, it has to be something that's considered really chashav, really valuable. Cheres, when we're dealing with cheres, kililitin bein patsim lechaveru. In order to be chayev, it has to be big enough that's going to be able to be placed between one window and another. Says Rashi, ptsimi chalono shebekosel rachikin zemize berocha v'chalon. There was a space between them. Likanes ha'ora bein kol echad echad. V'nosin b'choma lemata ulemayla cheres rachav. Bein zel zed. He put this piece of pottery between the two. V'tach betit v'cheres av. Nahavi shem sham kevin. And it's thick and it's like a stone over there. In order to be able to put the proper, you want to put the cement to be able to put through to be able to make it work. So that has to be the right size. Kli cheres. What about kli cheres? Chazia, that's fit to be used for something. You can use it in order to go to put food in it. And therefore, how could you go and say that it's going to be mamayit? It's going to be moved. The mitna, if we're talking about where it was shasta mikanasi, and therefore no one's going to put food in it. Chazi l'umna, but it could be used for an umna, for the blood letters to go and have the blood going there. The minaka, a segment effect that has holes in it, and therefore it's not going to be able to hold the blood. Sefer Torah, chazi the mikra, but people can go and they can read it. It's going to be moved. Bibaloi, we're talking about where it's all worn out, and therefore it can't be read. Vahaba bai geniza, but it needs to be put in geniza. Rashi says, a misalka leganza, you're going to move in order to put in geniza. Sham tehe genizasa. And for the Gemara, no. Right over there, that's where they're going to be going, is it? Leave it in that place right over there and it won't be moved. Okay, now, says the Gemara, Amar Rav. The Masorah changes to Amar Rav. Rav comes and he says, Bakol osin mechitza chutz mimelech haravav. You're allowed to make a mechitza. It could be a good mechitza, except for from anything from salt, except for salt and fat. Rashi says, "Mepnei shamelech mispazer, it gets scattered. Ravav nisach kishem mischamim, starts to melt when it gets heated up. So you could use anything except for those things. Amr Ushmul Amr Afil Melech, you could even use salt. Now, Amr Papa, Velo Pligi, really not arguing, Hubba Melech Sodomis. Ushmul is talking about that salt is going to be good. It's like a Melech Sodomis, which is very thick. Rashi says, Ova Vakashik, Evan, it's very hard like a rock. Hubba Melech Istarokness, and the other one's talking about Istarokness, which is, regular salt that's basically standard protocol. It's going to fall away. And now the rabbi says, Osa Adam Shnei Tziburi Melech, that a person can make two piles of salt. And what is he talking about over here? Rashi says, it's got to be used, Gevoim Asara, 10 Tvachim high, Esel Kosle Mavoy, Umniach Shnei Roshim Koros, and you put a chorus over there, Hamavoy Aleim, Shekovit Akor, Mamid Esamelech. You're allowed to use the salt for a Mavoy, in order to put by the entrance of Mavoy, to put these two sides over there. And then put a beam across it in order to hold it in place. You can put the beam over there. Shamelech ma'amedes is a kor, because it holds up the beam, the cross beam. Va'kor ma'amedes ha'melech. And the kor, the beam keeps the salt from moving. I feel the melech's terokness. You can even use melech's terokness as a mechitza. Well, plegin, not arguing. Ha de'ika kora, because Shmuel is talking about when can salt be used over there, only if they put a cross beam over there. Ha de'leka kor, then we're talking when there is no kor, there's no cross beam. So the cross beam, good. No cross beam, no. Machikin zurechayim sholzim ibn ashechev. And then the mill, we said, have to separate three tfachim from the wall of the neighbor, and it means from the lower millstone. Shein arbim in a rechev, which is four tfachim from the wall, from the upper millstone. Rechev, you remember, we spoke about the two different sides, two different types. I think we saw the end above Metzia, if I'm not mistaken. The two different parts of the millstone. Yeah, we saw at the end of a Metzia. It's got to the Shema. I can't remember the daf right now, but the point is it's called a rechev because it like rolls around like a car. My time, what's the reason that it has to be moved away, this mill? Mishum tiria, because of the fact that when it shakes, if it's being used, the vibrations end up ruining the wall. Vahatanya, but we learned that in Braisa, Vishal Chamor, Shlosha Mina Istrubil, the donkey, the mill that's used by the donkey, has got to be three tfachim from the thing that's going around the base of the mill. Says Rashi v'shalchamor rechaim shalchamor. It's truvti. This is it's truvla. Who Moshe v'rechaim shepasoch klipa sa'etz shekorin tzurka. Right, that was the thing that goes around the base of the mill. Shehin arba'a min akelis, which comes out to four tefach from the wall from the kelis, which is the wooden framework that's around the base of it, that's stuck at one tefach beyond that part. Hasa maitiria ika, but there in the case of the donkey, by the mill of the donkey, what vibrations, what shaking are there over there? It's something which is small and it's light and doesn't end up shaking like there. Actually, rechaim kitanim v'kalamein ve'ena karka mariyad b'gilgulo. It doesn't go and shake when it moves around. Ela mishum kala. The reason is because of the sound. Rashi yishum mefarshim kola kola neeges hachamor v'yishamim yishum mefarshim kola neeges hachamor yishum kola rechaim. Some say that it's talking about the noise of the mill itself. Another say it's talking about the sound of the person is causing the animal to go around and around. That sound is going to damage the wall itself. The oven's got to be moved away three tefachim from the wall of your neighbor, or from the lower rim of the base of the oven. Shein arba min hasafa, which comes out to four tefachim from the wall when you do it from the upper rim of it. You can learn from this that the lower rim of the oven's base goes at one tefach beyond the upper rim. What's a nafkamina when it comes to business, when you're making a sale over there? Okay, and we're going to go on other things of putting other isurim, other things you're not allowed to do by putting items in your property that are going to mess up someone else's. Lo yamid adam tamar b'tocha bayis. A person can't put an oven inside of a house. Ela imkin yeshal gabav gova al ba'amos, unless there's 4 amos of space above it, so it doesn't go ahead and cause a fire in the ceiling there. Rashi says, Chalal gova arba amos, epriya tanor ad tikra, kidei shelo yechos ha'or, but tikra, so the fire doesn't touch the ceiling. Hayumamid ba'aliyah, if one puts an oven in the aliyah, that means in the upstairs, tzarech shei tachtav maziva shel shetvachim, you have to have a maziva, that's a, like a plaster, of 3 tefachim underneath it. Right, we saw this stuff again at the very end above Metzia. We saw above a Kama, but the very end above Metzia, Kufi Chesam Beis. We spoke about this. The question was, who has to go and put it there? Right, is it Al Mazik Al Nizi? The lower guy has to do it. The upper guy has to do it. Anyway, it's got to be Maziva. Ube Kira Tefach. When you're with the Kira, it's a type of stove that's upstairs, which is less hot. Then you only have to put a Tefach. V'im hizik, if let's say he puts it over there, does what he has to do, but it ends up going and it ends up damaging, then Mishali Masha Hizik, he has to pay for that which he damaged, right? Sounds like it makes sense. And that is that, yeah. Rashi explains ve'im hizik acher sheyehik sham kol shiurim halalu mishalim asher hizik ve'afal pikein ma'ak from alav ashchein olaharchik b'chol shiurim halalu shamiyalek batein ve'in lomal shalim. Right, even though the owner is chayev to pay for any damage, even if he took the proper steps to do what he has to do, then the people, the neighbors, can insist that he take them, lest the damage is done and the owner is not able to end up paying it. So he's to pay. So Rabbi Shimon Omer, lo amru kol shiurim halalu. The rabbis didn't say any of these. Elishim hizik pater mishalim, except to say that if it caused damage, then its owner is going to be pater from paying. So he says, if you did the proper precautions, you do not have to end up paying machlokas. Next, the Mishnah says other things you got to do. Make sure you got no damage. Lo yiftach adam chanut shel nachtom shel tzabayim. Person can't open up a bakery or a shop, a dye shop. Tachas osu shel chavero, underneath the storeroom of his friend. We saw this already a couple of days ago. V'lo refes bakar, or he can't open a refes bakar, a barn, a cattle barn underneath the storeroom also, because that's going to ruin the stuff that's on top of it. It's just going to machana shmek that's going to make it really get ruined. But MS b'yayin itiru, when it comes to the idea of a storeroom that has wine in it, then they matter to put the bakery or the dye shop underneath it. Aval lo refes bakar, but not a refes bakar, because it's not going to ruin the wine. Rashi explains that imaya otzer shel yayin etir liftach tachtov chanut shel nachtom mitzavim sheina ashan kashalayin. It's not bad for it. Aval lo refes bakar shareach kashalayin, but not a refes bakar, because that the reach is going to be bad. Going to be bad for it. Says the Gemara. Hold on 1 second. V'otanya, we learned in a braisa, but tanor arba, when it comes to a tanor that you're putting upstairs, you have to put 4 tfachim of the ma'aziva underneath it. B'kira shlosha, it's got to put 3. We said 3 and 1. Here it's saying 4 and 3. What's going on? And for the Gemara, Rabbi, kitanya hibe nachtonim. The braisa was talking about ovens and stoves of nachtomen, of bakers that are lit all the time, and therefore you have to put up more of a protection. Rashi says, masikinos so tomid, they got the fire always going there. V'chena kira v'kiras nachtomen. That's what we're talking about. The tanur didan kikira de nachtomen. Our tanur, which is the hotter one of the two, the tanur than the kira, is like the kira, which is the lower one of the nachtomen. There you have to do 3. Us, we have to do 3 for our tanur. They have to do 3 for their kiraim even. So the mishal to chanut, you can't open this bakery or the cattle barn under someone else's storeroom. Tana imay serefes kodemus lotzer mutar. If you put that there first, then it's going to be mutter, right? So you can keep it over there. Baya, baya, baya comes a frek to kasha. He says, kibed v'ribet zlotzer mau. If the owner of the upper story, we swept up his roof and spritzed vaser in order to settle the dust, in order to go and use it to store, but before he put anything there, then they put the cattle barn over there, what's the din? In other words, he didn't use it yet, but he got it ready for it. Is it considered that it's already set up for it, and therefore you can't do the barn? Or is it not considered done yet because nothing was put there, and then you can put the barn there? Riba b'chalonas ma'u. What happens if he added windows over there upstairs, which clearly shows he wants to use it over there, but he didn't do it yet, and then the guy does it, what's going to be the din? Achsadja tachas otze ma'u. If there's, let's say, achsadja, a pavilion underneath the storeroom, what's going to be the halacha over there? Now, we have the bach on the scene over here, and he comes along, and he gets rid of this. He says, "Riba b'chalonos ma'u bana kan zechlom b'tivus achsadu tachazotzer ma'u nimchach." We delete that. Bana liyal gabe beisa ma'u. What happens if he built an upper room on top of his house in order to store things, but before he stored anything, then someone does a cattle barn underneath? Is what's the din over there? Teku, and for the Gemara, great questions. We are leaving it unanswered. Teku. Boy, Rav Huna, Bered Rav Yeshua, Tamri Virimoni Mai. What happens if we started putting dates and pomegranates up there? What's going to be the din then? The Isser against opening this cattle barn underneath was specifically in reference to wine, grain, or oil. Says Rashi, Hichni Sham Tamar Virimoni Mihavya. His haschalas otzer, adam ein otzer, ela betavua v'yayin v'shemen. That's the only time it is. So what's going to be the din then? Teku. The Gemara, good question. We ain't got no answer. We ain't got no what? We ain't got no yeah. Answers yeah, what? Maybe putting those pomegranates over there is the start of the concept, and eventually he's going to do the other ones. Be'emes ha-be'yayin etiru, really when it comes to wine, they might open a bakery, the dye shop underneath it. So the Gemara, tana be'yayin etiru mipnei shemashpicho. The wine, they might have opened the bakery or the dye underneath it, because the smoke that comes from this bakery or the dye shop is going to improve it. V'lo refes bakar mipnei shemashpicho, but not the barn underneath it, because that's going to make it pretty gross. Hamarev Yosef, hi Didan. Our wine, I feel the kutra de shraganamikashile. Even the smoke of a candle is bad for it. And therefore, nowadays you can't do it. It's a lot more delicate, and therefore you can't open up these things underneath it. Like we said, the dye shop or the or the bakery can't put underneath it. Even wine. Amrav Sheishes v'aspasta kerefes bakar damya. Aspasta is a type of plant, and it's used in order to feed the animals. And the aspasta is going to damage as much as a cattle barn will, and therefore, just like you can't put the cattle barn, also you can't put the aspasta as well. Says Rashi's Pasta, Shacha Shotvua, Kerefas Bakadami, Machmashu Lach, Vinis Chamim, Umayla Sirchan, and it raises up this shastiness. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great day.